We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Live from Bouray on the historic Oxford Square, this is Rev Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield. In partnership with SuperTalk Mississippi Media, Reb Talk is brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. CSpire. In CSpire country, blazing fast speeds live where you do. From gigabit fiber internet to nationwide 5G coverage. See how CSpire can bring you up to speed today at CSpire.com. By Coca-Cola. Fans, there's magic when we cheer together. Let's create some magic with an ice-cold Coke. Cheers. And by Gentile, the official apparel partner of the Ole Miss radio team. Now, let's go live to Bouray on the historic Oxford Square. Here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
And hello and welcome, everybody. How you doing tonight? Man, we got a great crowd here. Came a little early. I tweeted that day, if you're in town early, come join us at Bouray. Maybe you saw the tweet. We're so excited to have you here. We're getting ready for a big matchup with the Auburn Tigers, right? Yeah, we owe those boys, don't we? It's about time we whoop up on Auburn. They're coming in here for a Saturday morning game, 11 a.m. Who's got your tents all set up, ready to go? Well, not set up yet, but plans. You got plans for the Grove. Raise your hand if you got plans for the Grove. Look at that. Wow. Hey, we need to make a little run through the Grove, B-Hud.
I don't try to run anywhere, but what? I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, you know, get some food.
Oh, in for that. In I will for run that. For food.
Wear
in
like an that. Ole Miss football shirt and wear a press pass.
That's right.
And they'll think we're important. They'll think we work for ESPN.
Maybe.
And give us free food.
They might think you work for ESPN. I have more of a face for radio.
Face for, I don't know. That's why I've been in it for a long time, too, brother. Yeah. Hey, y'all give it up for my sidekick here, Brandon Hudspeth from Ole Miss Sports Properties.
What's happening, DK? What a weekend.
A little bit of everything.
I know. We got a lot going on. But, you know, the great thing, we go to on the road and, you know, probably our first true road contest. Mm-hmm. Georgia Tech wasn't exactly what we thought they were going to be.
Sure didn't turn out that way.
That's right. And we go to Vanderbilt and, you know, start a little bit slow, but finish strong, which is what you want to see. And I'm sure Coach Kiffin will talk about that. In the second half, I feel like the offense really showed up. We figured out kind of the – you know, I told some friends we flipped the page in the playbook and it looked really great. I'm sure Coach Kiffin will say that he called the plays in the second half, probably offense and defense if I had to guess. But defense played really well, kind of, you know, stopped everything they were doing in the second half didn't allow any points. And you know, had two receivers go for over 100 yards, one of which set a
new school record,
yeah. Jonathan Mingo, which was really cool to see. Jackson Dart, just a huge game, and that's you know, that's what we want, right? I think that's where Coach Kiffin's bar is for him, is to be that guy, manage the game. You know, made some a couple of bad throws, but that was it for the most part. A couple of bad throws in that contest.
78% completion.
That's right. It looked really good.
And you know, it's kind of interesting, too. We got to the point where we've run so well for so long. Where there was kind of a – we knew we had good receivers. We knew Jackson's mega talented. But can we do what we need to do in the passing game? We showed that we could.
And he just distributed the ball. Like he didn't have to make some unbelievable downfield throw. He just got the ball to the playmakers and let them go make plays, and I thought that was the difference in the game. Also, the defense, A.J. Finley with 13 tackles, just was all over the place.
That was fun. We had him here on Reptile. That was fun that week. He's playing really well.
Heck of a person and heck of a human being, heck of a football player, and he showed it on Saturday.
So a good win. We're going to hear the highlights of the victory over Vanderbilt here in just a moment. Coming up on Rep Talk, of course, we do have Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin. Coach has a staff meeting this year, runs a little bit longer, so he gets to us about 6:15, 6:18, 6:20, maybe, depending on the traffic. Traffic may be rough today, but we look forward to visiting with him. The rest of the coaches love that, I'm sure, because I got to go to Rep Talk.
That's right. They're probably pushing him out the door. Time to get out of here, Coach. You got to go to the radio show.
Got to shorten that meeting. Also tonight, we are honored to have, for the first time ever on Rep Talk, Rebel quarterback Jackson Dart will be with us today. So we're excited to get to visit with Jackson, get his thoughts about leading the Rebels, the transfer from USC. Of course, I've already told you about Brandon Husband. Does a wonderful job for us. We got. I'm gonna try to do my credits at the beginning. Joseph Kennedy from Tupelo, Mississippi, is our in-house engineer. Zach Burhans from Winston. Well, he's in Winston-Salem. Where's Zach from? Zach, where are you from? Do you have a mic that works where you are in this hidden dungeon?
Yeah, I'm from Broomfield, Colorado.
Broomfield, Colorado. Give it up for Zach. He can hear you all the way in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That'll be the last time he'll ever be on this show. But nonetheless, we appreciate Zach as well. Thanks, and they're the one. Also tonight, I got some special guests to my immediate left. Give it up for the Ole Miss cheerleaders. You got Rebelettes, too? All right. So I went over and I asked them where they're from. Okay. How many are from Mississippi? Give me numbers. How many you think are from Mississippi? One, two. Zero. Guess what? Zero wins. Give them a free media guide. How about that? You've already met Kyle, but I almost forgot to introduce him last time he was here. But I'm going to introduce Kyle first. From New Orleans, Louisiana, Kyle. Hey, Kyle. Jen is from St. Louis, Missouri. Marissa is from the great state of Michigan. All right. Tori is from the great state of New York.
Oh, wow.
What's the deal here? They all took a wrong turn. And Sydney is from Dallas, Texas, right here. And get this one. Peyton is from Auburn, Alabama.
Oh, wow. She made it out.
Turncoat. We got two players on our team, did the same thing, decided to leave That's Auburn. Right. But we welcome all of them. I know who she's pulling for, but she wants bragging rights when she goes back home. They're going to leave us in hotty toddy as we go to break and be back with more of Rep Talk. You ready, Kyle? All right, do it.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah, right. Hotty toddy, just hotty. You never win. Hey, bam,
bam, bam. Vandy highlights are next on Rep Talk.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hear that? That's C Spire Country on a Saturday. And while fans show up for their teams, C Spire Business is here to help the stadium's team up their IT game. While the players run ironclad defense, our world-class IT experts do the same with state-of-the-art network security. While the running backs redefine fast, touchdown! We do too with warp speed connectivity. Discover IT solutions to scale up your business and future-proof operations.
Welcome to C Spire Country, where our game is red hot. Visit cspire.com/business for details.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
Red Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Reb Talk from Boure on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
Crossing route, got Watkins. He's got some room. He's to the 50, the 40, the 30, down the middle of the field, the 25, 20. He runs past defenders and into the end zone. Touchdown, Jordan Watkins. There it is. Fakes to Judkins. Back to throw. Dart deep down the middle. He's got his man Mingo. He's going to run, slide, catch it at the 2-yard line. First and goal, Ole Miss. There's a snap, handoff left side, diving into the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. And that will be Quince John Junkins with the TD. And Watkins, handoff, Evans runs left. He's got some room to the 20, 15 to the 10, breaks the tackle to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Swan swings it left. That ball is a backwards pass, scooped up by Ole Miss. And to the 5-yard line, the Rebels will have the ball. That has got to be a backwards pass. And it was Tennyson who recognized it and scooped it up. And that's going to belong to Ole Miss. Three receivers right. Mingo goes in motion to the far side. Handoff to Q. Right up the middle. He steps in the end zone. Touchdown. He met a linebacker, actually a safety, right in the hole and plowed right over him into the end zone. Douglas has time. Mingo over the middle, wide open. Caught at the 40. He's gone. See ya. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Ole Miss. Swings it underneath the Mingo, makes the catch of the 30, 35, 40. Mingo down the sidelines. Can he get all the way? 40, 30, 25, 20. One man's got an angle. 10, 5. He goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Jonathan Mingo is putting on a show in Music City. Handoff is to Jones, and he plows into the end zone. Touchdown. So the Rebels say it's your job to stop us, and the young guys are getting a chance to play. They want to maximize their opportunity. And no more snaps. Ole Miss has won over Vanderbilt as the clock goes to all zeros, 52-28.
Wow, what a wonderful win for the Rebels. Graduate of Oxford presents our weekend review, our highlights from previous game. And you can start your day off right. Visit Graduate Oxford, just steps away from the University of Mississippi's campus. Whether you're in town for a big game or a local Rebel, looking for some pre-tailgate grub. Graduate Oxford is the smartest place to stay for Ole Miss fans. Huge game, obviously, for Mingo. As we talked about, the record-setting performance there. Just incredible day for Jackson Dart, who we're going to talk to here in a moment as well. Hey, don't forget, Genteel's official apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out their new collection of Ole Miss apparel, available now at genteelapparel.com or at Landry's, just across the square here. The next time you're in Oxford, Genteel Apparel's proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. We came with the pullovers. I had the short sleeve. You got the long sleeve.
A little chilly out.
We got the powder blue. Yeah. Is that the tailgate pattern? Oh, the tailgate pattern. Come stare at Joseph's shirt. This
like
thing is cool. He won't get too offended, you know. And I've got the long sleeve.
There you go.
Cotton shirt here. Ah, we're in good shape.
With
Genteel. I know Brandon's the one that is in charge of this.
He's really trying to make you look good, man.
Yeah, I know. You're making me feel good, that's for sure. Hey, a lot of things are going on this weekend. We're going to start by letting you know that Ole Miss is set to honor its military veteran students, also faculty alumni at the Auburn game. It's annual military appreciation game, and throughout the game there will be a lot of events, activities to honor veterans and their service, including the Ole Miss Student Veteran Association leadership. You can get a car tag through them, too. I did that a few years ago. It was kind of neat. With the Ole Miss in the USA colors, kind of cool. The Ole Miss football team is going to break out a patriotic-themed helmet with that same logo, the American flag design.
That's right. It's the exact same logo, which is really unique that our student veterans did that through our license plate group in Mississippi, and you can go get that specific logo. That's going to be at midfield. Got the end zones with the American flag in it. We've got, at halftime, we're going to honor our different branches of the armed forces, which is going to be really unique, where that you can see them march and do their thing. And then in Fan Fest, we have an actual tank. The Army National Guard's bringing in a tank at Fan Fest.
Oh, wow. Kids are going to love that if they can get to it.
Well,
I was a kid in this town years ago, we'd have figured out a way.
That's going to be interesting.
All right. The Ole Miss logo is going to be at midfield, painted red, white, and blue with the American colors as well. The special end zone design will also pay tribute to the military. So looking forward to that. Pierce Buchanan, who came to talk to us here recently, and his staff do a great job of putting all that stuff on. And prior to kickoff, Mississippi Army National Guard's first of the 185th Aviation Regiment, along with the United States Special Operations Command parachute team, the Para Commandos, will conduct a pregame ball delivery. That's
right.
Going to be fun.
That'll be really cool. You know, it's one of those things that it used to happen a lot, you know, and not that that was a COVID thing, but you know, back probably the last 10 years, you would see a lot of the parachuters. And so we've got a group coming in to do that, and that's always fun, you know, especially for a day game where you see them coming in. So
National Anthem, too.
National Anthem's
Pierce
big time.
Told me,
big
they released this. Navy Petty Officer First Class General Wilson is going to honor America with singing the National Anthem. He just recently sang at the Major League Baseball playoffs. He's been here before.
Yeah.
Few times, maybe.
He's incredible. He's
awesome. We're looking forward to him singing the National Anthem.
He sang, I think he sang at the Super Bowl, not National Anthem. I think he did God Bless America at the Super Bowl.
Right.
He's done some different, a lot of different games, big time games, all star games, that kind of thing. So he's
and
a big time talent.
Halftime will be a special tribute by the Pride of the South to the military as well. Hey, don't forget, we got soccer tonight, and it's at 7:30. So you can hustle over there if you get through here and want to go to catch some soccer tonight. Playing, Mississippi A&M. Did I just do that? Mississippi State tonight over at the soccer
Magnolia
field.
Cup.
7:30, Magnolia Cup. They're playing for a trophy tonight.
That's
so
right.
We encourage you to go over there if you get a chance to do that. Brandon mentioned Square Jam. That is going to be tomorrow night. And Square Jam partners with the City of Oxford to host it every year. It's presented by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And also you can join all Rebel friends for the Square Jam after party at the Lyric just across the square tomorrow night before the Auburn game. You can hear the world's most powerful 90s country party band Mustache live on the Lyric stage. Get your tickets by going to bluedeltajeans.com/afterparty. You get $50 off by using the promo code REBS50. That's bluedeltajeans.com/afterparty and use promo code REBS50. Blue Delta Jeans, one size fits one. We are live here at Bouray here in the on the Oxford Square. The Grove. The Grove closes tomorrow at 6:30. Am I right? Y'all know this better than I do.
Saturday, right?
No,
it
Friday.
Closes tomorrow at 6:30.
Yes, what I'm saying.
Okay, I got it.
Friday, 6:30. You're going to make me mess it up again.
I'm sorry.
7 o'clock opens to tailgaters to make the rush.
There you go.
Are we good? You don't get that wrong. You get that wrong, you could get chased all
close
the time.
Close a public space for 30 minutes.
Right. 8:45 is approximate time of the Walk of Champions. It'll begin in the Grove, 8:45 Saturday morning, and make its way to Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. So that's just some of the wonderful stuff going on for the game. Should be a ton of fun. Playing a better Auburn team than the record. I've watched every game they've played. They've had some miscues along the way. We'll get Lane to talk about that. Now then, before we go to this next break, B-Hud's going to tell you how you can participate in the show if you're watching or listening, or if you're here with us at Boo Road.
Yeah, we got a lot of different ways to participate. Ask a question or comment. Usually the comments don't get on because we're a big fan of questions. You can, if you're online, go to facebook.com/Ole Miss Sports. You can go, when you go there, you should see the live player live stream up, and you can go into the comment section, ask a question there. We'll do our best to get it on from the live stream. We try to do a mixture. You can also go to Twitter. You can do @RebVoice, R-E-B voice. You can do @OleMissNetwork or @B_HUD, H-U-D. Ask a question to any of those three Twitter accounts. We'll do our best to get them on from there. And lastly, if you're in attendance here, we had Evan and Kelsey. Kelsey's our new hire, roaming around somewhere. She'll be the button pusher tonight probably. But you can. They have little slips. So if you're live, you can write in a question, write your name. We'll do our best, again, to get those on here live. And that's it. That's the three ways you can participate, and hopefully everybody does. We've gotten a lot of participation in the last few weeks, so hopefully we get a lot more tonight.
Hey, don't forget too, My Michelle's is a proud sponsor of Ole Miss Athletics, and just more than just a great catering place, it'll help you elevate and ease your Grove tailgating experience. Check out the Grove menu at MyMichellesOxford.com. My Michelle's also does breakfast. Not a bunch of them do.
I bet she's booked up.
Yeah, I bet she is saying, are you trying to send me more people? Yeah, because we love you, Michelle. That's the way it goes.
Going back to what you were talking about with Square Jam, I don't know how many people.
We got a break.
We got a break?
We got a break.
All right.
You trying to talk through my break?
I'm not. I'm trying.
You don't
to
know how many people come to Square Jam. I'll let you finish your thought.
I'm just saying that Square Jam is such a unique thing on the Oscar Square that if you're in town, there's a lot of people in town already. This place is packed. Make sure you check out Square Jam on Friday night. It's right over here in front of City Hall. It's really cool.
In front of City Hall. Right. And you were involved in that way back, right?
Yeah, that was way back.
Were you kind of the planning of that?
Yeah. Andy Kennedy came to us and said, hey, we want to – let's try to play basketball in the square since everybody's already on the square.
And y'all all went.
And we went, how are we going to do that? And we made it happen. So there
no
we are,
doubt.
Basketball in the Oxford Square.
It's going to be right on the other side tomorrow night. Coach Yo's team and Coach Kermit Davis' team will be there. They'll have a three-point shooting contest.
Slam dunk contest.
A lot of good
celebrity judges, all those things.
Yeah. All right. Y'all want to leave us another cheer to go to this break? Come on, Kyle. Here we go.
Red and blue, let's go.
Here we go.
Red and blue, let's go.
When we come back, we'll have Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin.
Hey, Rebel fans. Game Day Vodka is the first ever spirit of the Rebels. Ready to elevate your tailgate at the Vaught this season? Score a red and navy bottle of this award-winning vodka by visiting GameDayVodka.com. That's GameDayVodka.com. Your town, your team. Official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. This game is 21 and up. Please enjoy responsibly.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hottie Toddy, you're listening to Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Bure is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Hey, we do welcome you back to the square here at Bure. You can score $10 in bonus points. Hotty Toddy fans with Exxon. Sign up online for the Exxon Mobile Rewards Plus program with the code OLEMISS10 at emrewards.com or on the app to get this $10 signing bonus for a limited time. Help me in welcoming the Rebel head coach, Lane Kiffin. Woo! He's not even the most famous coach in this building.
How about that?
He's not.
I didn't even offend him by saying that.
No.
We got Monty Kiffin here and his wife, the parents. Good to see you, Coach. I talked to him a few moments ago. They keep you straight.
Must be a big deal. Normally he never comes to the radio show. He's always still at work.
He wants you to beat Auburn. He probably saw how little we beat Auburn in recent years.
Well, his wife, Mrs. Kiffin, was not happy that he never comes, so I made him leave the office today.
Okay.
So he's mad at me now that he had to leave the office just now. So he's going to go back afterwards and watch more film.
You know, he's there all day.
I know.
It's amazing. It's kind of fun. We talked about this past on the show to have him around you as you continue to coach.
Yeah, it's really neat, you know, for me, but for our young coaches and, you know, to be around and our players too. It's awesome.
Talk about the win over Vandy, and we're going to move on. I know that you had your 24 hours in Auburn on the show this week, first half competitive. I really think we knocked the air out of them right before the half, and the minute 24 went and cut it to 20-17 and then had a huge second half.
Well, that was huge for momentum to be able to score there at the end, and because it wasn't going very well, and that happens sometimes, unfortunately. And, you know, you play in the SEC and you go on the road, you got to be ready to play every time. And, you know, we weren't playing very good defense. We screwed up twice on offense, you know, in the first half. And so, you know, luckily after that score or with that score, whatever, 38-8 or something run since then. So that was great.
You know, you get tendencies going into the game against an opponent, and you talk about analytics all the time. My question is, we continue, us older football fans, to learn more about the analytic piece. Does it change dramatically in the course of a game where things didn't go as well in the first half?
It all depends. I mean, it changes throughout the game, and, you know, there's a million different variables that go on. But just because you're not playing well, you know, you still have a lot of them that you got to follow, and you know, or else you get in worse situations.
How about Mingo?
Yeah, that was an awesome day for him. And, you know, this was really neat because he's been a guy that's been here the whole time we've been here. And, you know, just doesn't say anything except to motivate guys and positive and just keeps working. And he's been in the shadows of some other receivers while he's here. And so it was awesome for him to have that day.
I think, of course, you've been around the program a good bit. He projects very, very well. I mean, like a DK Metcalf from here and like an A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, got a great, great career coming up in the NFL, but a lot of games left here, you know, to finish the season.
Well, it was awesome to see Jackson Dart do a good job, too, getting him the ball and others. We got him on tonight, by the way.
Oh, so I shouldn't talk about the two interceptions.
I knew you were going to go there. He went 78% completion. If you count the interceptions, it's 80%, right?
I never thought of it that way.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, the ball's not on the ground.
I want to get this out of the way before Jackson gets here. Because, you know, he had a good game.
Yeah, we didn't like the two interceptions, but he's young, he's learning, and so, you know, we were able to get him out of the way and win. So hopefully we eliminate those because, you know, we can't have those as the competition gets better. But he did do some really good things, and he came back, you know, just like every time that it's happened. Luckily, they haven't happened towards the end of the game. They really happened in areas where he's come back and played well after.
And before we move away from Vanderbilt, just give me your overall general thought about your defense. I mean, we have really done some special stuff over there.
Yeah, we didn't tackle very well in the first half, and you know, they got a big pass on a 1 yard, you know, route that we missed the tackle at the corner. So we did play much better in the second half, and we're a little banged up this week. So, you know, guys got to step up and play really well.
I thought your defensive play calling was really good in the second half. and your offensive play calling was even better. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that, because I know you called those plays both in the second half. That's probably why, you know, things turned around like they did.
Well, I thought a lot was my play calling on both sides in the second half, but more than that was my halftime speech.
When he talks to us quick at the break, he's going to break. You know, he doesn't want to talk very much. He's headed – that halftime speech got to be awesome.
They didn't listen to me before the game, obviously.
That'll rattle some cages.
You know, the defensive backs, though, in the court second game, that's one of the best second halves I've seen. They made some incredible plays, a lot of pass breakups.
Yeah, they did. And now it's time to go to the next level, because there's a lot of plays that are right there breaking them up that we need them to go make those interceptions. So,
yeah,
good to get to 6-0, and now we got to – come home and have a great game, get to 7-0.
Auburn Tigers are next. You got your questions in. B. Hud's going to handle that when we come back. We'll talk about Ole Miss and Auburn when we come back. Our cheerleader's going to lead us in one more cheer. You got another one, Kyle? What you got? Anything? You'll do Hottie Tottie again? You know, we'll do Hottie Tottie 50 times a day. It doesn't matter. Go again.
Yeah,
here we go.
Are you ready?
All right. Y'all thank the Ole Miss Rebel S and cheerleaders for showing up tonight. We'll be back with Lane Kiffin in just a moment here live at Bouray on the Oxford Square on Reb Talk.
Hey, y'all, I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort, where the fun is going nonstop. Go off the deep end at the South's most exciting water park, Geyser Falls. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Ole Miss Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
And we'll be back with more of Reb Talk right after this on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hottie Toddy Ole Miss. More Reb Talk from Bouray on the Square continues now. Here's David Callum.
Hey, welcome back. Country Pleasing Sausage, a family-owned company in Florence, Mississippi. It's a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics, now being served in concession stands, so check them out this Saturday. Say Country Pleasing, please. And I want to thank the Mississippi Hospital Association. Congratulate the Mississippi Hospitals on being ranked among the best in the nation. Mississippi Hospitals ranks number one in low cost, number 18 in quality, and whether it's sacking illness, protecting your family, or paving the way for better health, Mississippi Hospitals and their healthcare heroes are here for you. The Mississippi Hospital Association thanks our hospitals and their frontline heroes who sacrifice so much to take care of all of us. All right, so we're going to go to questions here for Coach Lane Kiffin, and I always turn that over to my man Brandon Hudspeth, who likes to mix it up. So who you got first, B-Hud? Who gets to go first?
We've got a lot of questions in here about the same thing, so okay. It's not what you think it is. So
how do you know what I think it is?
Because I know you think it's about your canine friend. We do have some of those.
I wasn't thinking that.
Juice?
You thought it was about John Rice?
Yes.
It's not about John Rice.
Is he still doing good for Central Florida? He's doing good for Central Florida.
I have multiple questions about J.J. Piggies this week, so I'm going to start with J.J. Piggies. Are we going to see him at maybe on the offensive side of the ball at tight end any in the upcoming games since he had some injuries at that spot?
Wow. Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah. Would you please tweet out the offensive game plan?
Sure.
Yeah.
Send pictures.
I bet knowing him, probably was a little disappointed they didn't hand it off to him in that jumbo package deal. He had block. I mean, you know.
They were saying on TV that, like, the one lineman didn't move anybody, but J.J. got a good chip block on somebody to get the touchdown. Yeah. I thought that was nice.
Tell your story about the celebration with them, though. That is hilarious.
Well, after the play, you got 11 guys and celebrated as a team. Everybody's all excited. And the two D linemen went over into their own celebration, and the other 9 offensive guys celebrated over here. So I showed in the team meeting. I'm like, what kind of team unity is this? You know, they were laughing. Like, they just weren't used to celebrating with offensive guys.
Yeah, no. So I said, forget those offensive guys.
Yeah, they thought it was like a sack or something, you know.
I love it.
Brett has a question from our live stream. He says, can you give us more insight into the hallway pick that you sent this week with the pants?
Nope.
The parachute pants.
Nope. You got to figure it out.
No more insight?
Nope.
Clues?
Just a random picture.
A rep talk, not even a rep talk clue. Okay.
No, I got a lot of questions today about that from people.
Okay.
They don't know if it was in
this is what drives his Twitter
USC.
Presence out the roof.
Nice.
I love it.
Look, a picture with no caption made our radio show.
That's impressive. I mean, you know, hey. Your mom and dad didn't teach you that either. You learned that on your own, didn't you?
They did not have Twitter back then.
What else you got, B?
If they did, I bet Monty would have been good on Twitter. From Ruffin, age 9, inside the house here, he says, where did you get the name Juice for the dog?
Where's Ruffin? Hey, Ruffin. How you doing, buddy?
That's a good question. We should ask Landry. Landry, where did you get the name Juice?
She said she just came up with it.
Just came up with it.
That's really not a good. We got to teach her to, like, create
a better
story.
She gives answers like her dad.
I think the last show we put a headset on her, let her say whatever she wants to say.
Yeah.
That might be scary, huh, Landry? All right, you got another one?
I do. It says, with one of our tight ends going down, how do you see using Casey Kelly in the absence of Trigg?
Okay. We could draw the plays that we're going to run with him, too.
I'm just reading off of sheets here, man.
Casey's been great. Plays for us special teams. He's been our starting tight end before. He does an awesome job. So whatever we call him to do, he'll do it.
And with that, that's a good slide up, no doubt. But the bigger question is your young tight end, Heath, moving up, I guess.
Yeah, very, very talented guy that made a lot of plays in camp. So next man up.
Got a question from Twitterverse from Angela. Says she noticed during pregame warm-ups you spent a lot of time on the opponent's end of the field. Is there something specific that you're looking for?
Man, they pay attention, don't they?
They do.
You can't get away.
Wow.
She also said she loves the pants you had on in the pic on Twitter. Big fan.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just psyching them out. I think it messes with them.
Your presence. Because
they're like, why is he watching us? Why is he not watching his own team?
Yeah.
And then they're like, maybe he's stealing our signals.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, kind of like baseball.
I just kind of get in their head. Yeah.
Love it.
I love it.
Got a question here from Bart Posey inside the room. Says, do the analytics change? You talked a little bit about analytics, but do the analytics change from team to team? For example, are they the same with Central Arkansas as they are for Auburn?
Where's he? Raise your hand. Over here. Okay, good.
Good question. They change every week. And it's a computer that, puts every scenario of everything. Depends on how you play, how's your run defense, run offense, where you're playing, how you've been playing lately, the opponent, all that stuff goes in there. So it's a really complicated deal.
I'm hearing computer sound effects, analytics sound effects. I love it. That's the register back there. Well, it's perfect under him. Hey, let me ask you about your team of people that work analytics, because I know it's not just one dude, right?
Yeah, we hire a company.
Company.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but a lot of NFL teams do that. They have multiple people that they hire. We have a company that does it that kind
so you
of
got
started
a,
with
you have
a few
point
schools
person
that
here.
We got in way early with as they were starting. So we've used them for a long time.
Oh, cool.
Championship Analytics.
Gotcha.
Got a question from our live stream. It says, it looked like the second half play calling really opened up. Did you see something with the defense, or is that just something that you wanted to – she worded it
This is where you don't really want to say what it says.
That's exactly yes. right. So, did you see something with the defense, or were those just the plays that you called? How about that?
We were just saving them for the second half.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Waited until we needed them.
You said, I'm going to start calling plays now?
Yes.
I understand.
That Lovely. Actually comes from they were playing the run really heavy, you know, and so different stunts up front and things. And so whenever they take something away, you adjust and go to something different. So that's why you saw perimeter runs and a lot of passes, you know, because we were able to deal with not very much pass rush when they do that.
All right, we'll take another break. B-Hud's got a few more for Coach, and then we're going to have Jackson Dart with us here in just a moment as well. When we come back, more with Rebel head coach Lane Kiffins. We'll take more of your questions on Rep Talk on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
At Bank Plus, local means more than a location. It means working alongside our neighbors, making decisions locally, supporting our community, and rooting for the home team. Local means customer-first service you can count on. Day in and day out, in person or online, we're with you whenever, wherever you need us. Local is a commitment and our promise to you. Bank Plus, it's more than a name. It's a promise. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Bank Plus is now open in Oxford, just off the square on South Lamar. Go Rebs and Hotty Toddy.
Great game days start with Hotty Toddy. And when you have powerful towing and payload, you're ready for anything. No wonder Ford F-Series are America's best-selling trucks 45 years straight. The Ole Miss Rebels in the 2023 Ford F-150. Greatness starts here. Visit your Mississippi Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Reb Talk continues following these messages on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bouret is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
And welcome back indeed. We do have Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin. We're going to visit with him here shortly with some more questions for you. We really appreciate you being here, Bouret. As I've said in the past, if you're here tonight, we encourage you to come back. Who's first time to Bouret? Anybody first time? Oh, wow. A few first-timers. Great. It's a wonderful restaurant. If you're in Oxford doing something else besides our show, we encourage you to include Bouret on your stop. My wife and I love it here. We spend a lot of time at Bouret. Great food, great fun right here on the historic Oxford Square. All right, we're going to take some more questions from Lane Kiffin. And after we get through this segment, we'll have Jackson Dart. Who you got, B-Hud?
From inside the room, it says, see a lot of teams running slip screens with running backs. Our running backs are so deadly. Do you feel like that's something that we would incorporate into our offensive play calling?
Wow. We're getting some real plays today.
That's right. We're getting in-depth once again.
Slip screen to the running back. We did.
I'm trying to get more followers. If you want to shoot me the playbook, I'll send it out on mine.
That'd we threw good. Two of those in Georgia Tech. One we dropped, and the other one we threw incomplete because they covered it.
So it's time to do something else.
Or maybe bring them back.
Or bring them back. You never
Who
know.
Knows?
There does seem a lot of
we need to move the
games.
We need to move the radio show to Sundays.
Okay.
So then that we they could give us the game plan
for the next week.
For the next week. Like now it's a little late, you know.
Yeah, we're already it's already in bed and ready.
Yeah.
Some coaches script. Do you script any percentage of it, or the analytics doesn't work for scripting, does it?
No, it does because the analytics would tell you that you're repping those plays more with your players and they know what's coming. So Yeah, we do that. We get off of it a lot more than we used to, but, yeah, we do.
I know some go 12, 15 plays scripted. Mm-hmm. All right, what else you got, B-Hood?
Two more here, both from Twitterverse. One, you put on Twitter that we've worn six different uniform combos through the first six games. Have the players decided what uniform combo we're wearing for Saturday? I know you don't want to say.
I don't know. We're not supposed to say or something.
No, we wouldn't say.
I don't know their uniform.
They'll release. You can say whatever you want.
We've already known it's going to be the navy blue helmet with the Ole Miss American flag.
Okay.
So that's for sure.
He buried the lead?
Or maybe powder blue. I don't know.
Well, that's not what I thought it
was. I want more Twitter followers.
We'll find out. We'll find out Saturday then. You have different information than me. Yours is probably better.
I don't know. You're probably right, but that's what I was told. So you got another one?
I do. Last one here.
Okay.
Just a fun one here at the end. It says it's from John on Twitter. He says, "You and Coach Leach are both Florida boys. Are you as obsessed with Pirates as he is?"
Ah.
No, I'm not a Pirate guy. That's obsessed. All Leach. He's like really obsessed with it. Ask him about it sometime. You'll be there like 3 hours later still.
No, I'll never ask him a question about anything.
But, hey, with him, it's fishing in the Gulf. You ask about fishing in the Gulf, and he goes on and on.
He does.
Right?
I do like
and
that.
And I have a theory that you have a guy that's with you that reels it like halfway, and then he hands you the reel.
No.
No, that's not it?
That's terrible.
Okay.
I mean, he's
like going golfing. Let the guy hit the ball for you, and you just walk down
there. I need video. When you go, put it on your reel or something.
He's probably got video already.
I go without guides, period.
Okay.
Yeah. He showed me.
Sometimes.
He showed me his, when he first got to Ole Miss, he said, "Here's my house, and it's like 5 minutes. I can be in the water in 5 minutes. It's unbelievable." So that's kind of cool. So no Pirates for you.
No, not a Pirate guy.
Okay.
All right.
Pirates 0-2, by the way, against the Rebels. Got a big one coming up. Egg Bowl number three under the
one week at a time.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to stay focused.
We got to
take care of War Eagle this week.
Stay away from rat poison. All right, when we come back, are you ready for the Rebel quarterback? Jackson Dart's next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
This place right here, this is Seaspire Country. It's where Matt's sister scheduled her wedding on a college football Saturday. But luckily, he's a man with a plan. A wireless plan with blazing fast 5G, so he can stream the game right on his phone. One eye on the nuptials.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
The other on the action.
Yes!
Welcome to Seaspire Country, where our game is red hot. 5G not available in all areas. Capable device required. Visit seaspire.com for details.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
We'll return to Reb Talk after this timeout on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Chris Jakimic, I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Reb Talk from Bure on the Square continues now. Here's David Callum.
fakes a handoff. Dart's going to keep it. He's got to the 45, the 40, makes a nice move, breaks the tackle to the 30, down the sidelines of the 25, and Jackson Dart with a big first down run. There is the snap to Dart on third down. In the pocket, in trouble, flushes to his left, looking downfield. He's going to keep it and run, lowers his head and plows over a defender with a shoulder and gets the first down. Gets it to Dart. Dart's going to run right. He's got a blocker. He's got the first down and more and slides down. That's the package of Jackson Dart. A lot of running in that one. Yes, sir. We played your Mingo passes a little bit earlier. Those were good ones. Yeah, those were good ones, real good ones. It's kind of nice to have that kind of a target, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes it's really nice when you can throw it 5 yards and they can take it 70.
I know. The pass is pretty easy. Hey, the nice player interview is brought to you by our friends at Guthrie's Chicken at 1506 University Avenue in Oxford. And we're interviewing Jackson Dart from the great state of Utah. Was it USC? Transferred to Ole Miss. He's 25 of 32, 448 yards, 3 touchdowns in the win against Vandy this past week. That was cool. Leads the SEC 5th in the FBS in yards per completion at 14.92 against Vanderbilt, the 448 yards with 3 touchdowns, most by Rebel quarterback since Matt Corral set the single-game record with 513 against South Carolina in 2020. So congratulations. More importantly, what a great win for our team last week. First half was kind of a struggle, both sides. We got it figured out, got dug.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that last week was one of the first weeks that we as a team kind of came out a little low on energy out of the gate. But it was super awesome to see our response, especially in that second half. And then the two-minute drive going into halftime was huge for us. So big win, being able to stay persistent and rebound.
Now, we let Coach Kiffin always talk about whatever player we have as a guest up here. Is that going to be dangerous?
No, I don't think so.
Brace yourself. Here we go. Tell us about Jackson Dart and how important he is in a Rebel offense.
Well, Jackson's really improved. I mean, we talked before he got here on the show about the 2 bad plays last week, but just getting those out of the way. He's really done a great job. I mean, to think we're just halfway through a year and splitting time early and not having a whole camp as a starter, it's been really neat to see, and he's done a really good job and really showed up on game days.
2 SEC games in, what's it been like?
Yeah, it's an experience that I've never experienced before. Coming from the West Coast, you don't get a lot of these big games, or just the atmospheres aren't the same. So it's just really exciting each and every week.
The Kentucky game, I know the home atmosphere just was.
Oh, that was insane.
You were just, when we talked to you in the post game show, you were just like blown away.
Yeah, I was. I had a blast. It's definitely one that I'll never forget.
Talk about your play yourself and what you feel like you'd like to do better as we move along.
Yeah, like Coach Kiff said, I feel like I've made strides, especially from when I first got here. I think a lot of it's just been me being able to get more reps and being comfortable with my teammates and just the environment that I'm in. I think going forward, I heard Coach Kiffin say is just get rid of those 1 or 2 plays a game that are just, So I think that's kind of like the biggest thing for me is just being able to stay locked in for all 4 quarters and stay consistent throughout the game.
You don't want to lose your aggressiveness either, though. I mean, we talked about it. Jonathan Mingo, 5-yard catch, turns it into 70. Watkins is awesome to throw to as well. I know we're losing Trigg. That's going to be kind of tough, but Casey Kelly's a really good tight end. And you just go through the group, Heath, and on. I mean, we've got some really good receivers. And, of course, the running game is anybody can hand off, they say, but you hand off really good to good guys.
Absolutely. I think that's just something that makes our team really good is just the ability – to have so many options inside the offense, and it gives a lot of support and takes stress off my shoulders as the quarterback, especially on the times where I can just hand it off and watch them run.
Yeah.
And then the receivers that we have, the playmakers, and the abilities that they have, being able to just, like I said, make a 5-yard catch turn to a 70-yard touchdown, or being able to go get a ball in a 50-50 situation that seems like they come down with it every time. So it's really fun to have those players around me.
B-Hud's got something, but Coach, talk about protection with the line, too. We've had a little injury bug in there, and so we've had to move some pieces around, but for the most part, all season long, we protected the quarterback pretty good.
Yeah, very few sacks, and really has improved in that area. We started 2 freshman tackles last couple weeks in the SEC, which is very unusual, and they've been doing a great job, and the tests will continue to get bigger, so they're going to have to progress.
I know you like those guys, too, right? You taking them out to eat yet?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Smart quarterback. Smart quarterback.
You know, I think that, you know, being able to just break bread with your brothers is always great, and just bonding. And, you know, they're such great dudes off on and off the field. So it's really easy to have the friendship and bond that we
now,
have.
Did you grab Coach Kiffin's credit card through Landry to do that? Or
no, not yet.
Through Juice.
Oh, it's through Juice.
Yeah.
Juice is the one that spent all the money with the credit card. All right. What you got, B-Hud?
I do have two questions here for Jackson. The first is, what is the most fun thing about stepping onto the field with this football team?
Okay.
Ooh, there's so many. I can't really just point to one. I would just say, you know, anytime you're able to just step out on the field, it's just a blessing to be out there in the first place and be in the environment that we are in. And I think for me, it's really just the friendships that we have as teammates. It just makes it, you know, much more enjoyable, and being able to see other guys on the field succeed just, you know, uploads to everybody, and you know, we have a ton of fun out there.
Awesome. Got a question here from in the room. It says, what is your favorite food you've eaten since you've been in Mississippi?
I
would say for me, it's probably been catfish.
Catfish?
Yeah.
No catfish in Utah or
No, it's
Cali.
Not really served. I had it one time in California, and it wasn't very good.
It was
good.
Gross, wasn't it?
Yeah, so yeah. I was a little scared. I was a little scared to try it when I got here, but, you know, everybody was hyping it up, so had to try it, and I enjoyed it.
Well, you know, Coach Kiffin's been in Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, so he's had the catfish thing, I think, right? Are you catfish? No. We asked you that
here's
before.
Here's a Monty Kiffin story.
All right.
And every summer we used to go to Nebraska to his cabin in Lexington, Nebraska. His cousin, the Murphys, and they would take us catfish, and we ate fried catfish every night.
Ah, good stuff. No wonder we got all you folks to Mississippi, because we got the best down here. I talked to you in Nashville in the hotel, and you said you'd never been to Nashville before.
Yeah.
Music City. You got to go back now for the CMT Fest and the Music Fest and all that good stuff. But a good first stop for you in Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it was kind of annoying because my parents kind of just bragged about it to me when they were showing me videos.
And you had to work.
Yeah. You know, we had to go out and play games, so I wasn't able to really see it much, but you know, just with the pictures I saw and the things that I've heard that it's pretty electric. So
they got to take you back in the off season.
Yeah, they have
what,
to.
Didn't you say your grandparents got there like Thursday?
Mm-hmm. They got there early. So they were just sending me videos the whole time.
Got some partying grandparents. Does Jackson got to how many of the rest of y'all got to Nashville by Thursday? Uh-huh, see?
You can't hate people that want to have a good time.
No, absolutely not. You got another one, B-Hud? What you got? That it? Talk a little bit about this Auburn defense. I know that, you know, Auburn wishes they had a better record at this point, but defensively they've done some pretty good things.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that their record really shows how much talent and, you know, just elite guys that they have, especially on the defensive side. You know, they got a really good pass rush and guys who can disrupt a lot of things inside the pocket for me. And, you know, just got a lot of really good players. So, you know, we've really had to study this week to, you know, find the things that we can to execute and to take advantage of their defense. So, you know, they got a lot of good guys, but, you know, I think that we're ready for them and we've put a good game plan together.
Coach, follow up with you. What are some keys you see to being able to beat Auburn this weekend?
Well, I think they'll come in with a lot of energy and, you know, after struggling in some games, and so to weather that and, you know, make sure that we're just playing really good football and it's going to be a long game and do things right for a long period of time and take care of the ball.
And we got about a minute, so Jackson, before we let you go, what's it like playing for Lane Kiffin in this offense and the SEC?
There's nothing better. There's really not. You know, I haven't been around an offensive mind like his, you know, the whole time I've ever played football. So I told my parents this the other day, is I've learned more about the game of football than I ever have my whole life with just my short time being here. So, you know, I'm learning something new every single week, every single day it feels like. And, you know, it's just really something really fun to be a part of and something to look forward to each and every day.
Bud, thanks for coming.
Absolutely.
Give it up for Jackson Dart, Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin. Thank you, guys. Good luck with Auburn.
Thank you.
We'll be back shortly on Rep Talk.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Rebel fans.
Game Day Vodka is the first ever spirit of the Rebels. Ready to elevate your tailgate at the Vought this season? Score a red and navy bottle of this award-winning vodka by visiting GameDayVodka.com. That's GameDayVodka.com. Your town, your team. Official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. This game is 21 and up. Please enjoy responsibly.
Reb Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bouret is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
And thank you much, and welcome again to Bouret. We appreciate Bouret. Y'all give it up for Bouret. They're a great host. They have awesome staff. They do some wonderful things here throughout the year, but Reb Talk is one of those things. Hey, don't forget our player interview is brought to you by our friends at Guthrie's, too. Guthrie's Chicken Finger Restaurant. This is their new location at 1506 University Avenue in Oxford. Call them at 662-380-5522 for all of your catering needs this fall. For a full list of locations, visit them online at GuthriesChicken.com. B-Hud joins me for this last little segment. We start with Square Jam tomorrow night. I look forward to seeing the guys and girls been working hard in the gym and get a chance to have a little fun tomorrow night.
We do, and there's a quiet confidence about both teams, I think, and that's something that's exciting for Coach Yo and Coach Davis, that, you know, they can do this Square Jam, let people kind of see some of the kids, and then, you know, that gets it rolling for a big weekend in Oxford with Square Jam after party with Blue Delta Jeans, and then we go right into Saturday with Auburn, and, you know, get it done, go 7-0, win each week. Let's keep it rolling.
Keep it going. I talked to Coach Davis today a little bit, and he's excited about the team and the Square Jam tomorrow. I didn't get a chance to visit with Coach Yo, but Coach Yo, you're almost like you're talking to her on Twitter anyway.
That's right, yeah.
I love her Twitter.
She does such a great job with the social media piece. And they do have a luncheon tomorrow. That's another thing we forgot to mention. But luncheon tomorrow starting at 11:30.
Saturday, 11 a.m. kickoff, 9 a.m. airtime for us. We'll see you next week right here for Reb Talk.
You've been listening to Reb Talk live from Bouret, located on the Oxford Square on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield. Reb Talk has been brought to you by Bouret, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. C-Spire. In C-Spire country, blazing fast speeds live where you do. From gigabit fiber internet to nationwide 5G coverage. See how C-Spire can bring you up to speed today at cspire.com. By Coca-Cola. Fans, there's magic when we cheer together. Let's create some magic with an ice-cold Coke. Let's recycle and re-enjoy it. Cheers. And by Gentile, the official apparel partner of the Ole Miss radio team. Reb Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with SuperTalk Mississippi Media.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.